We'll continue now, this time with, I'll ask Brother Matt to come forward and speak to us on the looking back and looking forward in the Ecclesia.
Right, so I was given the theme looking forward and looking back in the Ecclesia. That's quite a difficult thing to summarise a year of the Ecclesia and then looking forward also. So I thought, what's a way I can summarise the Ecclesia over the year? And I thought, something also that we can aim for and improve on as individuals and as an Ecclesia as well would be useful. So this brought me to the word generosity. Now, to me, this Ecclesia is very generous, I think. And at this time of year, what does the word generosity make us think of? Presents, perhaps, and Christmas. The definition of generosity is showing a readiness to give more of something than is necessary. So bringing our thoughts towards God, we can think how God has given us all these things and how God has been generous towards us. I'm sure lots of you have seen planet Earth, and you can see how incredible creation is and the gift that God has given us with that. Life, our senses, relationships with one another. But the greatest gift, I think, is the gift of His promise. So if you turn with me to Genesis 12, verse 2 and 3. Genesis 12, verse 2 and 3. I'll just go through this all quite quickly because I don't think I've got a lot of time left. Genesis 12, verse 2 and 3. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And if we also go to 2 Samuel 7. Verse 12 and 13. These are promises to David. When your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. And then finally, Galatians 3, verse 29, please. Galatians 3 and verse 29. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So that's how these promises relate to us. If we are Christ's, then we have these promises also. The promise is an opportunity of grace to be part of his kingdom through his Son, which he has also given to us. So that's God's generosity to us. What's this got to do with my talk and this Ecclesia in the past year and the coming year? So if we go to 1 Peter 2, verse 21. Sorry, there's quite a lot of flipping around. 1 Peter 2, verse 21. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. So we are called to follow Christ and follow his example. And then in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1 to 2. Therefore, be imitators as of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. So God has given generously to us, and we have to do the same as he has done. So how can we show this kind of generosity? I mean, we can't create a world and give life and all these amazing, incredible things and a hope. But what we can do, if we go to Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23, if you think of the definition of generosity as I read these verses, a readiness to give of something more than is necessary. Try to apply these to these verses. Galatians 5 and verse 22 and 23. So, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. So if we try to apply generosity to all these fruits of the Spirit, and, you know, normally you think of generosity as giving physical things, but this is spiritual generosity. How can we be patient with each other and give a readiness to give us something more than is necessary? More patience, more love, more faithfulness, more self-control. And we need to do these to each other in the ecclesia. I think this ecclesia does. I think it's very good at being patient with each other and teaching each other. I've experienced a lot of generosity from this ecclesia in helping me grow spiritually and being patient with me. We've also had generosity to Nathan and Claire and baby Joel. We've had two weddings also, helping encourage the young people grow spiritually and involving and welcoming those at Eden House. I think the Ecclesia does a great job at these things and should continue with that. If you turn to 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 12. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. So it's saying here that we don't all possess all the abilities to do everything. So, you know, some of the ecclesia are good at being patient with each other, some are good at being long-suffering, and that is why as an ecclesia we need to keep together and work towards this one goal. I'm going to close by reading Philippians 2 and verse 1 to 4. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of spirit, if any affection of mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look not only for his own interests, but also the interests of others. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Matt, for those very thoughtful words. So, brethren and sisters, we've briefly thought about this evening, haven't we? The care and welfare of our elderly brethren and sisters at Eden House. We've looked at the political situation through Brother Tim, and we've considered Coventry East through Brother Matt, by looking back and then looking forward. Now, I don't know whether it's been a good year or a bad year for you individually. I have found 2016 a very hectic year for myself personally, and looking at my diary for 2017, I know that it's going to be even busier. It's really a hard life, actually, being retired. I'm sure those brethren and sisters that are retired will agree with me about that. I don't know if anyone has managed to attend every public lecture, exhortation and Bible class at East Coventry in 2016, but if so, that must be about 150 addresses, must be approaching 150 addresses, and that's without study days, fraternals and specials. When we started the Bible class program back on the 6th of January, and David Fry spoke on Behold, I Come Quickly. Now, unfortunately, Jesus hasn't returned as yet, except perhaps for Sister Eunice McMillan, who was a member of our ecclesia at Eden House, who fell asleep during this year, and her next waking moment will be at the judgment seat of the Lord Jesus Christ. But for the rest of us that are still here, we are patiently waiting for Jesus, for our Lord, to return. Now, going back to the Bible class, we've considered a real range of subjects this year. We started with Sayings of Jesus, we considered the Book of Revelation, we looked at Colossians, we had a series on the Tabernacle, on Samson, and intermingled with that we had a lot of standalone talks. Now, altogether, brethren and sisters, there was a lot of words that have been spoken. And of course, if we add to that our readings, our prayers, it is an awful lot of words that have been going in our ears during 2016. I suppose the question is for each of us to consider is, have they made any effect on us? Now, it's impossible, isn't it, to remember everything that has been said unless we have one of those really marvellous memories. But has anything that has been said changed us in any way to become more like the Lord Jesus Christ? Can Christ-like characteristics be seen in us? Is it evident that we are more Christ-like in the way we live our lives, from the things that we say and we do? Can not only our brethren and sisters, but perhaps our friends, our neighbours, and our everyday associations with strangers, can they tell that we are different in our whole demeanour? The only reason tonight, brethren and sisters, that we are looking back is to ensure that we are moving forward. We say at the beginning of every year that 2017 could be the last year for all of us in this present world. Can we say that God's word is in effect speaking to us, instructing us from those things that we read and changing our whole way of life? Well, today in our readings, brethren and sisters, firstly, God speaks to Job out of the whirlwind. Then in Zechariah, Jesus speaks about the wounds in his hands that he received from the house of his friends, from Israel. And then finally, in the book of Revelation, Jesus again warns us that he will come as a thief if we are unprepared. And we are advised by Jesus to watch. Now, we notice in the news recently that Israel is once more coming to the fore. And just today, President-elect of the United States, Donald Trump, has told Israel to stay strong until he takes office. And he says that that Israel cannot be treated with disdain. Perhaps the King of the South is now aligning itself. With Vladimir Putin claiming that Russia is stronger than any aggressor, the King of the North may soon be on the move. So, brethren and sisters, as was said in one of the talks, next year in Jerusalem? Well, why not this year? We still have 3 days left. But whatever happens, we should be constantly looking forward. And we should be prepared and ready for God's coming kingdom, and importantly, for our individual appearance before the judgment seat of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we give account of our life in the truth. Thank you.